Welcome to the IBM Tivoli Service Request Manager and Gartner Magic Quadrant Tivoli Talk. I would like to turn the call over to Mr. Joao Perez, Vice President of Worldwide Sales for Tivoli Software, and Mr. Snehal Parikh, Director of Product Management for Tivoli Software. Gentlemen, you may begin.
Thank you very much. So good day, everyone. Thank you for joining. If you guys could turn to slide two. Snehal is going to take you through this agenda. It's a very light call. We would like to share this information with you, which is important when discussing with the accounts, your accounts. They are discussing with Gartner Group about the Magic Quadrant for SRM. So first, as an introduction, we have been working directly with Gartner Group for the past 18 months, and we have moved the needle a little bit, but it is still not where it should be, where we would like it to be. But we did make an incredible improvement. So Snehal is going to take you through the information, but I'd like to give you the highlights. First, they do acknowledge that we have been working very hard with them, but they see the data, the facts in a different way. So in case you encounter any problem, so in case you encounter any account that looks at the magic quadrant and debates the validity or where we are in terms of technology, we can do several things. And Snehal is going to take you through the call to action. But in brief, we can talk to Gartner themselves. They have been very good in one-on-one discussions helping us demystify the MQ. We can talk to our technology guys who are very good in selling the value of integration, the value of the whole suite of looking at ITO, at ETOM, as a service management, as a system, not as individual piece part as Gartner relates to the point products of solutions. We can also talk to reference customers. It's probably the best thing we can do. I was personally involved with several situations where we had to go and find a reference that was willing to talk about how they decided about to purchase our solutions, and that per se sold the project. And clients are very happy to talk. Now we have an incredible number of references on a worldwide basis, deployments virtually everywhere in every industry that we can leverage. Again, the importance of service request management is the value of the integration, the value of getting all parts of the company under the same management and under the same umbrella, under the same database, and also extending the assets from the IT assets to other classes of assets, something that HP and BMC can't do. Again, we have to fight the power of incumbency. So in situations where clients are being forced to upgrade with the HP, BMC, and CA heritage legacy tools, I think that is the best way we can get into the door. Now, again, if you need any help from our team, we are going to be here discussing with Snehal the tools and the resources. Come to the worldwide team, come to the Tiger team, and we are going to be able to help you and get the deal closed. So with that introduction, Snehal, could you please take us through the slides?
Yeah, Joao, thank you very much. And I'd also like to extend my welcome to the folks listening in on the call as well. And just thank you again for the success that we had throughout 2008 into 2009. And we look forward to another successful year in 2010 as well around the TSRM product. On chart number two, as Joao mentioned, here's the agenda. And what I'm going to quickly cover on today's call, just a little bit of an overview of what Gartner reported in the Magic Quadrant that was recently published in late October of 2009. We'll actually look at the Magic Quadrant results themselves compared to last year. We'll highlight the areas where we were successful, and we'll certainly highlight the areas where we still need to work and improve in terms of going forward, not only with our approach with Gartner, but with our execution in the marketplace around TSRM as well. As Joao mentioned, we've also got some key talking points around how we should engage with our clients. Our clients, we've had a lot of success in 2009, not only in winning new accounts and displacing HP and BMC and CA and others, but as Joao mentioned, we have more reference clients now with TSRM than we've ever had in the past. We've more than doubled, and I'll give you the exact number as we go through the presentation as well. And then lastly, we'll have a call to action. We want to be very proactive as a worldwide team, as a joint team, regardless of whether it's the technology team, it's the product management team, the Tiger team, or the sales team. We want to make sure that we're all working together in a regular basis to make sure that we don't let any report such as this one impact our ability to execute in the marketplace. So with that, let's go to chart number three. And I want to just give an overview before we get into the actual positioning in the Magic Quadrant. There were some really key and very good takeaways from what Gartner said in the Magic Quadrant write-up itself. First and foremost, you know, Gartner has recognized that not only in 2009, but even into 2008, we have grown faster than any other vendor in this space. In 2008, we grew over 94% year over year, and in 2009, we continued that momentum with more than double-digit growth year over year as well. And Gartner clearly recognizes that we as a vendor are growing faster than anyone else that they rate in the Magic Quadrant. From a functionality standpoint, Gartner has also clearly stated in their write-up that we are on par with all of the leading vendors. What that means is that we should not walk into any client situation and feel like we're at a disadvantage in terms of the capabilities that TSRM provides. We've made a lot of investments in TSRM over the past several years, not only in the technology, but in certainly in the marketing area and some of the enablement pieces as well. And we're starting to get recognized for that as well. And Gartner themselves, again, has said that our functionality is on par with every leading vendor in the space. So as you go sell to your clients, you want to certainly bring up that point, and you should not feel like you should take a back seat to any other vendor in terms of going head-to-head in terms of functionality with our TSRM capability. And in this year, as you'll see when we look at the actual rating, we actually moved past three vendors in the Magic Quadrant, and we came very, very close to the two vendors that are still in front of us. In fact, we'll talk about some of the advantages that we have over those two vendors, and we challenged Gartner on this, so let me be very clear about that. We challenged Gartner in the sense that we felt like we had grown faster than anybody else in the space. We've demonstrated our ability to execute and our ability to invest and innovate in this space as well. So while we did move up three spaces, we still challenged Gartner on the fact that we felt like we did better than what they said, and we wanted to be recognized for it, which is a segue into some of the positioning in terms of what we were not happy with in terms of the Magic Quadrant write-up. We are still in the niche quadrant, and make no mistake about it, we are not happy about the fact that we're in the niche quadrant. We feel like we're a leader in this space based on the investments that we've made, based on the client adoption that we've had, based on the number of reference clients that we've had, and the number of opportunities that we've had to displace HP, CA, BMC, and others. We clearly feel like we're a leader in the space, and frankly, we behave like we're a leader in the space. So you'll hear me say this a couple of times throughout this discussion. This Gartner MQ report is but one report. When we look at some of the other analyst reports that come out from Forrester and other analysts themselves, they clearly put us in the leadership position in this space, and so we want to continue behaving in the marketplace and executing as if we are a leader. That having been said, you know, we're still in the niche quadrant with Gartner, and we're working very, very diligently to try to improve that, and I'll talk about some of the steps that we're taking directly with Gartner. We have very regular communication with Gartner to demonstrate some of the elements that we have in terms of our advanced execution and our position in the marketplace as well. I mentioned earlier that there were a couple of vendors ahead of us still in the Magic Quadrant, one of them, for example, being EMC. Now, one of the things that we challenged Gartner on, they clearly stated that we have 5.8% market share. Now, this is, you know, coming from having a product that was very new to the market 3 years ago, so virtually no market share, to almost 6% market share in 3 years, which even by Gartner's admission is phenomenal growth in the space. But yet they chose to rank EMC, for example, ahead of us in the Magic Quadrant, and EMC has less than 1% market share. So, again, we were very disappointed with that. We challenged Gartner on that. We rarely run into EMC in sales situations. As I said, you know, we compete with the leaders in the space, and we win against the leaders in the space as well. So as you talk to your clients about our position, I encourage you to bring up the fact, again, you know, we were very confused and could not understand why Gartner would choose to rank us below EMC when we have significantly greater market share than they have in this space. And again, One of the areas that Gartner talked to us, now this is a very key point for us, and a point that we as a worldwide team, all of us, jointly in terms of our sales organization, our Tiger team, product management, development, our services teams, and our implementation teams, we have to focus on this, and we will focus on this in 2010. And that is that many clients have told Gartner that they have challenges in terms of how they're able to implement TSRM. Now, not all clients have those difficulties, so I don't want us to walk away from this discussion thinking that this is across the board and 100%. But the challenge is that enough clients, and enough maybe two clients or a few clients, have gone to Gartner and said that they did have some challenges in terms of implementation. We're going to fix that in 2010. We have investments in place. We've got the attention of senior leaders across GTS, across ISSP, and across our partnership organizations as well. This is going to be our number one priority in 2010 in terms of improving the time to value for our TSRM product and improving our ability to get TSRM implemented so that Gartner can't come back to us anymore and tell us that this is an issue. Gartner clearly stated to us as they reviewed the report with us that if we can fix our implementation issues around TSRM, we will advance further, if not into the leadership quadrant in the future. So that has to be our objective, and that will be our objective. We're going to fix these implementation issues, and we're going to get into the leadership quadrant as quickly as possible. When we get to chart number four, this is a comparison of the Magic Quadrant positioning from 2008 and 2009, which is the most recent report that was published. As we all remember, you know, our sheer disappointment in where we were positioned in 2008. You know, we don't want to revisit that, but certainly, I mean, that was not something that we were very pleased with at all. And based on some of the significant work that we've done, not only in terms of the sales team's execution in the field, but also our working with Gartner directly on a very regular basis, you know, they've ranked us ahead of three vendors. So we no longer have to be concerned with the smaller vendors in terms of Numera, Avasant, and IET Solutions. As I mentioned earlier, we're very close to EMC and Axios Systems, but if you look at our performance in the marketplace, if you look at our execution, if you look at our strength and client base, you know, we are well ahead of EMC, Axios, and frankly even Front Rate Systems. And so clearly, as you talk to your clients about, you know, the picture that they'll see in terms of the Magic Quadrant, we have to clearly articulate the fact that our competition in this space are the folks that Gartner has chosen to put in the leadership quadrant. We compete head-to-head with BMC, HP, and CA. I mean, those are our primary competitors. And so, you know, we made some progress in 2009. We still have some work to do, but let it, you know, make no mistake about it. This will not slow us down in terms of our successful momentum, and we will continue to attack the leaders in the space and continue to win accounts from the leaders in the space as well. As we go to chart number five, you know, I've talked about our approach to Gartner. So what we decided to do after the Magic Quadrant of 2008 was published, you know, we wanted to change our approach to Gartner. We felt like we had not had enough regular conversations with Gartner, and frankly, you know, we hadn't demonstrated to them not only our capabilities of our offerings, but more importantly, demonstrated to them the success that we're having in the marketplace. So what we've decided to do is we have regular meetings. We have once-a-month meetings with the actual analysts that are responsible for publishing the Magic Quadrant around Service Desk. We also have quarterly meetings with the senior leadership team at Gartner to talk about what we're doing across the entire portfolio. And at least three times a year, four times a year, Al Zoller himself will meet with the head of Gartner Research to make sure that not only from the TSRM perspective, but not only from the SDPA portfolio perspective, but from a complete Tivoli perspective, that we are regularly engaged with Gartner to make sure that we get our successes and our position put forward to them. Now, the reality of it is if we look from where we were in 2008, certainly, as I mentioned, we feel like we're a leader in the space. We behave like we're a leader in the space. But to be very realistic about it, it was going to be very difficult to change Gartner's view from where they had positioned us in 2008 and for them to jump us all the way into the leadership quadrant. You know, I felt like they had made some mistakes in terms of their analysis, but the reality is you know, they weren't going to move us completely into the leadership space in 1 year. We've made significant progress, though. And so I want to make sure that we level set in the fact that, you know, we had some success, we did move up, but the reality of it was is, you know, we weren't openly expecting Gartner to move us into the leadership space. But then what we started doing, on these monthly conference calls that we have with the analysts themselves and the executive level folks, you know, we pull out new wins that we've had over competitors for TSRM, and we show that to them. Now, we cannot use the client names in all examples, but we can certainly use the win situations. You know, why we were able to displace, say, an HP or a BMC or a CA in these accounts. You know, what were the advantages? What were the integration points that Joelle mentioned earlier? What was the end-to-end strategy around change management or configuration management that the client was looking to deploy that allowed them to choose TSRM as the best alternative for them as opposed to continuing on with their investments in one of the incumbent leader vendors as well? So we take each of these wins or select wins every month, and we show them to Gartner, and we're very proud of them, and we show them we are beating the leaders in the Magic Quadrant on a very regular basis at key client accounts with TSRM. We've also redoubled our efforts in terms of our reference clients as well. And so along with wins, the new wins that we showed to Gartner, we show them new references every month as well, at least one if not two new references every month, because we want them to show Gartner that not only are we able to beat the competition in terms of new wins, not only are we able to get our products deployed in our client environment, but our clients are seeing real value in terms of what they're able to generate around TSRM. You know, don't take our word for it. These are real reference clients that Gartner themselves can go talk to about their experiences and the success that they've had around TSRM. So we've done a lot of work in terms of improving the number of references that we have and making sure that we get them in front of Gartner on a very regular basis. And then also we're holding what we call strategy summits with all the Gartner analysts. So we actually went to Gartner headquarters in Stamford, Connecticut earlier this year. We had an all-day session where we went through our entire strategy. We went through why we are better positioned in terms of TSRM as a complete offering, but also TSRM in conjunction and integrated with the rest of the portfolio as well to deliver the end-to-end service management solutions that our clients are looking for. And we continue to have those conversations as well. I'm going to go back to the Gartner Summit in December, and I'm going to pitch the same strategy to them again for consistency and to make sure that we drive home the point. And we're already starting to schedule in the first half of next year another all-day session with Gartner where we continue to reinforce the values that we have in our portfolio, the wins that we have, the reference clients that we have, and reinforce that we are a leader in the space. And so we're going to continue that going forward in 2010. So the clear message here is that we're not going to sit back, and nor do we expect to sit back, and take the analysis from Gartner and let it be. The entire organization is being very proactive in terms of how we deal with Gartner. We're changing our approach. We want to make sure that we get very, very regular and very, very upfront with Gartner in terms of the successes that we have in the marketplace, and we're doing that on a very regular basis. So it's a testament to the commitment that everybody in the organization has that we're continuing this effort, and we're going to make sure that Gartner understands that that we are a successful leader in this space. On chart number six, we now start getting into how you start talking to your clients. So certainly there are a few clients that do look at the Magic Quadrant, and they will ask questions. You know, certainly you improve from year over year, but still, you know, you're ranked in the niche quadrant. You're ranked below some competitors or vendors that we don't consider, and they'll come to you and ask you, how do we interpret the results of the Magic Quadrant? So first, as Joelle mentioned, and I just reiterated, not all clients read the Magic Quadrant, but certainly some of them do. But one of the key things that we have to do is we have to reaffirm that we have other vendors, other analyst firms as well, that do rank us as a leader in the space, and we'll certainly get to that as well. But the point being, you know, the Magic Quadrant is a one firm's opinion of where we rank against the vendors. We don't necessarily agree with it, but certainly there are other firms that have ranked us in a much more relevant position and a much higher position in terms of leaders in this space. But as Joelle mentioned, if we do get into a situation where they do want to talk even specifically to Gartner, about the Magic Quadrant. One of the things that's interesting is, while the ranking is not where we want it to be, if you look at the comments that Gartner has made in terms of the successes we've had in the marketplace and the fact that they feel like our product capability is on par with the leading vendors in the space, they're happy to talk to our clients on behalf of what led them to the analysis and the fact that there are a lot of positives around what we're doing in the TSRM space. So, you know, certainly we're happy to have these clients, your clients, engage with Gartner directly. We're happy to have folks from the worldwide team, the Tiger team, Joao, the sales leadership team, the product management team, and even the technical and development team. If your clients want to know what we're doing and what the capabilities are and why we feel like we're a leader in the space, certainly we are all available to help you in terms of overcoming any objections that a client might have as a result of the Magic Quadrant publishing. Now, the one interesting thing, as I mentioned, and in fact this is a statistic that we put in front of Gartner, when we look at the enterprise market, 90% of our enterprise sales in 28 and 29 were directly as a displacement of an existing vendor, such as, say, HP or a BMC, and CA as well. Now, what those vendors have done to their own detriment is oftentimes when they go from version to version, it's not an upgrade. It is a complete rip and replace. It's a migration. And so they are causing their own level of disruption in the marketplace. And we have taken advantage of that. And, in fact, we need to continue taking advantage of that going forward. So when an HP or a BMC or a CA client comes to us and says, you know, we've looked at the new version of their product, but frankly, you know, we're concerned that we're not able to take any of our investments forward, that opens the door for us, and we need to go in as fast as we can. Not only do we need to walk in and say, you know, talk about our functional capabilities that are on par with any of the leading vendors, but certainly, as Joao mentioned, and I'll reiterate here, we have to exploit our integration with our asset management capabilities, our CCMDB for change and configuration management capabilities, our provisioning portfolio for end-to-end release management capabilities as well. And earlier this year, we also released an integration with our Omnibus portfolio. So now, you know, we're uniquely positioned. So a client that's got our monitoring solution, our event management solution, can feed and create automatic trouble tickets into our SRM solution, which goes straight into our asset management, our CCMDB, our change and configuration management capabilities, and into our provisioning capabilities. We are uniquely positioned to be able to have that end-to-end discussion and demonstrate that we can do this out of the box against any of the competitors in the marketplace. So I encourage you, every time you get into a competitive situation with HP, BMC, CA, or whomever, we talk about our capabilities, but we also talk about our integration points, our end-to-end capabilities, and our unique value that only we can provide in the marketplace. And as Joao mentioned, we kicked off last Thursday a series of war room calls that will happen every Thursday. So certainly, please attend those calls. Bring us opportunities. Bring us situations where you think the Gartner Magic Quadrant may impact your ability to close the deal. And there's additional sales resources as well that we'll mention at the end of the presentation. But again, the strong message is we cannot let this Magic Quadrant hinder us from the success that we've enjoyed over the past 2 years. We as a sales organization, you as a sales organization, didn't let that impact you in 2009. We had a tremendously, and we continue to have a tremendously successful year in 2009, and we see no reason why that momentum can't carry forward into 2010 as well. So I encourage you, don't let this stand in the way. There's plenty of evidence, plenty of excitement, plenty of resources to come help you in terms of closing deals and continuing our strong sales execution in the field. Chart number 7 is a reiteration of what are some of the successes that I've talked about. And make no mistake, we are a very successful organization here. So again, when we just look at, you know, the four quarters from the last quarter of 08 to the third quarter of 09, we added 274 new clients to our client list. That's a tremendous amount of growth that we had year over year. That continues the momentum that I talked about and that Gartner recognizes in terms of us being the fastest growing vendor in this space. You know, we worked as a team, as a complete team, across the board, and I challenged the organization to come up with more reference customers. We added 238% more reference customers starting in February of this year through October of this year. What that means is that we now have 28 references that we can call around TSRM, and many, if not most of these references are not just using TSRM, but they're using TSRM in conjunction with other products that we have in our portfolio as well. So when we talk about this notion of the value prop that we have of end-to-end service management, end-to-end incident management, problem management, change management, not only do we talk about it in terms of our value proposition, but we now have reference clients that can show real ROI and real implementations around those capabilities as well. So I encourage you to take advantage of those. These references span 16 different countries and 17 major industries. So regardless of where your prospect or client is, located worldwide in geography or in industry vertical, it is very likely that we'll have a reference that we can point to in their vertical, in their geography, that can help them. And if not, you know, we will work with you to help find a reference client that's most closely related to the client or prospect that you're dealing with as well. And then I talked about a number of large enterprise clients, you know, that displace BMC, HP, and CA with TSRM. Some of the ones that we have, for example, a big deal that we closed this year was around Coca-Cola, a seven-figure TSRM deal where we displaced HP. There's a largest bank in Brazil, Banco Itaú. They were a very unique situation in the sense that they wanted to come not only to have a reference call, but they actually wanted to visit a reference client face-to-face and spend time with them to understand what they were doing with TSRM in conjunction with their end-to-end change, incident problem, and configuration management solutions. They spent 2 days with a client here in the U.S., and then very quickly we closed a very large deal displacing BMC. Virgin Mobile is another example of a client where we displaced BMC. Sumitomo Computer Systems in Japan, another displacement of HP. AAA of Northern California, Utah, and Nevada. You know, these were AAA accounts that had some deployments of BMC and HP, and we were able to take both of those vendors out of these accounts and replace them with TSRM. You know, this is, again, a testament to the fact that we've got world-class capability. We've got a support organization. We've got sales support. But at the end of the day, it is the execution of the sales force in the field that is helping us win and not letting reports like the Gartner Magic Quadrant prevent us from having success in the marketplace. Going forward to chart number 8, in addition to just looking at analyst reports, we also embarked this year in terms of getting certification from the United Kingdom Office of Government and Commerce. This is the organization that owns IDOL, or created IDOL, if you will. And they started looking at different levels of certification around IDOL V3. And we certified ourselves amongst a number of different products around incident problem and change and fulfillment. But IBM Tivoli Service Request Manager 7.1 was the only product that was able to achieve gold-level certification around request management. So BMC can't say that, HP can't say that, CA nor any other vendor can say that. So, you know, not only did we get it for request fulfillment, but we also got gold-level certification for incident and problem management as well. So, again, another data point, an independent third party looked at our products, looked at our offerings, talked to clients, looked at client implementations, looked at our documentation, did an independent analysis of all the vendors, and came away and gave IBM Tivoli Service Request Manager the only gold-level certification for request fulfillment. So we should, again, highlight these facts that other independent agencies are also evaluating the key vendors in this space, and we are getting the highest level of certifications and evaluations from all of these, from other third-party vendors as well. So, again, you know, there's a lot of success in the marketplace. Not only are we having success from an execution standpoint, but we are, you know, in the face of some of the work that's been done by Gartner, we're getting some very fantastic analysis and results and certifications from many parties that demonstrate the success that we've had in the marketplace as well. And at this point, you know, I've given you all the facts in terms of how we approach what Gartner has done in terms of the Magic Quadrant. But I want to be very clear about what the call to action is here. So again, you know, when we look at the success that we've had going on 2 years now, in terms of our ability to grow faster than any other vendor in the marketplace, the first and foremost call to action on slide number 9 is we as a joint worldwide organization, and you as a sales team in particular, we absolutely have to continue selling and winning with TSRM. You know, you have to put your client not only understand their needs that they have around service desk, service catalog, request management, incident and problem management, but we've got to put them on the roadmap for our entire portfolio. It's about service delivery. It's about process automation. It's about asset management. It's about the CCMDB. But I've also talked about the fact that it's about the linkage to monitoring as well. The fact that we've got the end-to-end linkage that's very unique in this marketplace, we've got to sell that value proposition. We've got to win with that value proposition as well. And again, we cannot let a single report by a single analyst firm slow us down in any way. And we haven't let it slow us down in the past, and we shouldn't let it slow us down going forward. You as a sales team have to be congratulated. You've delivered tremendous sales results, customer growth, client growth in 2009 in spite of what was even a worse report for a Magic Quadrant from the prior year. We have to continue in the face of this report. We're making progress. Make no doubt about it. We're making progress with Gartner. You know, we're continuing our efforts. We're not going to slow down there as well. But absolutely, there is no reason to let this Magic Quadrant report that's come out impact our fourth quarter 2009 results and our 2010 results throughout the year as well. You know, the key message here is we have a great product. We've got excellent references, more than we've ever had before. We have to continue to use them to our advantage. We have to use our skill, our professionalism, and all the resources that we have available to us. You know, you have to be able to leverage those resources, plan the sales calls, prepare for them, make the sales calls, make sure that clients understand that this was a single report, but in spite of that report, and even in the face of that report, we have other reports, we have other successes, we have other clients that are willing to stand up and talk about the successes that we've had, and in no way are we going to allow the Gartner report to slow down our success in any way. And lastly, you know, please do not hesitate to ask for help. Come to me directly. Come to Joao directly. You know, come to Casey Plunkett, whomever. You know, come find, you know, the product management organization, our development organization. If you have any questions from this recording, you know, the two contact points that we have are Pandi and Athi Rajan from a product management perspective and Roger Hellman from a sales enablement perspective. But as I mentioned, I'll personally make myself available. I know Joao is personally making himself available in any situation that you have where you need our assistance to help close the deal. There's no reason for us to allow this single report to slow us down in any way. So in closing, I'll point you to chart number 10. We've also provided a number of links. We've got a war room, as I talked about. That's a wiki that we've set up. We've got weekly calls. We've got sales kits that are available. We've got, you know, the standard business value analyst tools. We've got sales acceleration plays. We've got a lot of resources, and we've got a lot of people that are available as well to help us in terms of making sure that we don't let the Magic Quadrant report slow us down in any way. So please, leverage all of your resources. And again, I thank you for the success that you've delivered around TSRM in 2009. I look forward to working with all of you in 2010 and continue the success and continue the momentum that we've got and continue to move up in the Magic Quadrant report and other analyst reports as well. With that, Joao, any closing comments for the team?
Well, Stanhope, you have so much energy on this subject, it's incredible. So I'd like just to close with a few comments here. We have a Tiger team that is here to help. So John Freck has been directly involved with a lot of those situations. As Neho said, I was involved, Al was involved, Laura Sanders. You know, all of us here have been touching the subject. So one way or another, so we can help you. Now, just to give you some more data points to the guys here listening, they're probably in the telco sector. You know, and I very often make several calls in telco. I hear, well, telcos, we don't have a reference in telco. Well, we do. You know, Vodafone Turkey, for example, we spoke at the Pulse Comes to You in Istanbul, and they're a great reference of all the monitoring products, the service assurance products that we have, and the service request manager, and both products are integrated. The slides, the way they present the solution is phenomenal. Another, you know, great reference is Bharti in India. You know, if you guys haven't seen the presentation from Bharti, you should. You know, it's a great integration of assurance of, you know, all the IT, the ITO processes with the SRM being in the center of the picture, and also security. In case you guys have a security discussion, for example, you know, you can take, you know, anyone to take a look at Bharti or talk to Bharti. It's going to be incredible. And the reason why I wanted to mention Bharti, it shows that for clients that are looking at integration, the clients are looking at the new stuff, the stuff that is going to take them to a real process-oriented operation, and they are not looking at the past. They're not concerned on keeping the, you know, what they have in-house because they have to upgrade anyway. They have to go and do the whole customization. They have to go and redo everything they have today. They really buy our stuff. So we haven't lost any deal where the client was looking for the new, the greatest technology. We did have some problems in places where they're just continuing with the existing and stuff. And in this situation, as I said at the beginning, incumbency is a big factor in when acquiring technology. But otherwise, it's ours to lose. I think we have great technology, great references, banking, you know, manufacturing, and all sorts of industries. And the same technology is used by all the other parts of our, you know, instantiations here in Smarter Planet, in all the non-IT asset management, in transportation, in chemicals, and petroleum, and in all sorts of industries where the two things can go together. So with that, I thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Snell, for the very energetic pitch, and I see you hope to see you in the territory, and please talk to us in case you need help. Thank you very much.